You're all welcome in Jesus' name.
Isu sechi ma kati Yesu Kristo.
Amen. My brother, the evangelist. It is good when an individual is best introduced by himself.
Bless God.
But the thing is, we should not share okay to. Ah, why? So,
we will interpret. Yes. And so, thank you very much. I mean, you can all be seated. And I appreciate you for coming here a lot. It means a lot unto me to have the opportunity, the privilege to speak unto these pastors. And our message is of the Word of God, and it's unto everybody who can hear me in the world. And our text will be taken from the book of Jeremiah in chapter number 23 in verse number 1-6. My name is Heshimu, and this is Adezi Oputa. I'm from California, and she is from Delta.
California.
And our text is the book of Jeremiah chapter 23. The name of our foundation is the Sovereign Grace African Foundation. We have a website, and any of you are welcome to contact me in regards unto the gospel. And the title of this message is here in the first verse. It is Woe to the Shepherds. Now, normally I preach these kind of things if I'm a bit angry in the spirit, but I'm not angry at all this day. So I want to bring you a message of truth, a message of love from the Word of God, a message of correction as to wherever it is needed, and I want to call poor sinners unto our Lord Jesus Christ.
So vana lo umini valo soloyo shatu vana kwai ahondo shaha ama ona umvalo chi.
I'm an evangelist and a missionary, but let's get unto the Word of God.
Mambo yange o paselo pa msomo sinesha ko olumu yo ahene.
Our Father, bless this word for Christ's sake.
Ti na kone alwa yele.
He says, woe to the shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, says the Lord. And so the first thing here that our God has for us is a woe unto the shepherds who have not been feeding the flock but have been scattering them from our Lord Jesus Christ. I was not sure about this message, but a woman came by to visit Pastor Ayem, and he was talking about how the pastors, instead of bringing people unto the way of Jesus Christ, are scattering the sheep and the goats from the way in their own love after money. And she talked to me about this one pastor that I believe was only in town for 5 months, and that's as long as it took him to impregnate one of his church members. And I was thinking, I have the message of God that I'm supposed to preach today. This word is a woe unto the shepherds. It's a woe unto the shepherds because we are prone to think that because I'm the big man in the church house, I can get away with anything. But let me tell you something, my dear brothers, there's a day of judgment coming, and the eternal and almighty God is keeping books, he's keeping track of everything. It may seem like he's not paying attention because he lets a man get away with serving himself in the house of God. But on the day of judgment, he's going to open up that book and he's going to show that soul before he cast him into hell for all of eternity that he kept record of what was going on right here in Benue State. He knew all about the thief and he knew you from inside of your heart. In fact, he has even known the false prophet from the time he came from the womb, and he ordained him a false prophet.
A false prophet, prophet.
It is the way of God to use men who rebel against his truth in order to destroy people who rebel against his truth. One of the worst curses that can ever come upon a group of people is a false prophet. It would be better to meet a man that's an open drunkard and an open fornicator. It would be better just about to meet an armed robber than a false prophet. Because false prophets, my dear brethren, are in the business of deceiving souls. And they have not the love of our Lord Jesus Christ, and so they point men unto themselves, right? They prophesy for money and for greedy gain, and all they care about is telling the people what they want to hear so that they can get paid and have power. And the false prophet, he might not even know he's a false prophet until he hears this message. As the pastor was asking, I don't know where he went, but what if he doesn't know? Woe unto him if he stands before the people of God and does not make straight the way of our Lord Jesus Christ. There's no excuse for the false prophet at the judgment. It'll be no pleading ignorance, sir. If the time of repentance is now, it's not then. And my brothers and my sisters, I was a false prophet at once upon a time. And so you can get out of it. You can repent. The Almighty God, He will forgive you, and He may even put you in the ministry for real. But I'm telling you from the Word of God, it doesn't matter who you fool on earth. When that day comes of judgment, God will make known all of your sins. Is that right? That's the right. That's the truth. Here's what God says. Therefore, thus says the Lord God of Israel, against the shepherds who feed my people, you scatter my flock, and you have driven them away and not attended unto them. And behold, I will attend unto you for your evil doings. Is he saying that you didn't show these poor sinners that righteous way of Jesus Christ and his obedience on the cross? Instead of telling people that our Lord Jesus Christ, He did the work all by himself. You tell him to buy handkerchiefs and to pay money for some miracle oil and water. You've disgraced the Word of God by telling poor sinners that they have to get to you instead of going to God themselves by faith in Jesus Christ. And he's saying he's not going to have it. He's going to punish. And he's going to deliver. Verse number 3. But I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries where I have driven them and bring them back into their folds, and they shall be fruitful and increase. Let me tell you something. Open up this verse just a little. To be fruitful. And to increase, sir, is to have holiness. Is to have love towards my neighbor. Is to have peace in my heart from the forgiveness of
sin.
What the Almighty God is saying is that you have scattered, you have driven them away. You have not opened up that right way of Jesus Christ, and you have not attended unto them when they were poor and needy. And so I will attend unto you, but I will gather my remnant, and they will be fruitful and increase. To be fruitful in the eyes of God, sir, is not to be impressive unto men at all. If you look at David, he's a shepherd that's watching over his flock, and he's despised by all of his brothers. If you look at Joseph, he's the one that has been favored by God, but he's in a pit and then he's in an Egyptian prison. It had nothing to do with whether he's in California or if he's in a refugee camp at the federal, I don't know what they called it yesterday. It's the refugee camp as to where these Benue citizens, these T, have been driven out by the Fulani Muslims. And I'm very angry at mistreatment. And I wish people had more fight in them, but I understand. But you know, we went up to that IDP camp from yesterday. And I did not feel sorry for them because to live is Christ, and to die is gain. And so our message unto them is right where you are, not with any false promises of it's going to be better in this world and you're going to get your land back. People have been telling them that for 5 years. And in the Old Testament, it was death if you ever misfired even one time on what's going to happen unto somebody in the name of the Lord. I can't promise you you'll be alive in the morning lest one of you die and I'm a false prophet. But we told them right where you are, you serve our Lord Jesus Christ. Because he's redeemed your soul from an everlasting damnation. And if you serve him right here, right now, in the refugee camp, you can be the happiest Christian in the entire world. Is that right? The happiest in the world. Is that right? The Apostle Paul, as he wrote his epistles, where?
Apostle Paul,
where did he write his epistles? In prison. He is the happiest Christian in the world, and he got locked down. He can't even get out unto God's people, but he's worshiping God right where he is. It's got nothing to do with anything in this world anybody can see with their eyes. If I'm blessed by God, my brother, I'm forgiven of all my sins. I've been elected from the foundation of the world, and that's why I'm not going to hell when I die. Telling the truth, the blood of the Lamb, it was shed for somebody that's around here. But Christ said, I pray for them. I don't even pray for the world. And so to be in Christ is the biggest blessing a man will ever experience. It's got nothing to do with Nigeria. What they told me is when you come here, the Lamb will eat you up, all of the corruption, all of the problems, and you will lose your joy. Is that right? My brothers, my sisters, it's harder to serve God in California. Because you'll never be hungry again. and you'll never have to worry about life. And you'll never have to call upon God's name and everything will be just dandy. And your lust and your corruptions will crave after the things of this world just cause somebody else has them and you have opportunity to get them yourself. The blessings in Jesus Christ for poor sinners. It's for sinners who've rebelled against God. And the blessing is His life laid down for you. And the Almighty God never promised us in the New Testament one naira. He never promised us that we would be physically healthy when He said, by His stripes, you're healed. He said, I've healed your rebellion against God. And you've returned unto the shepherd and the bishop of your souls. That's prosperity. It can be had right here. Each and every one of us. It's to love God. It's to forgive my neighbor. It's to walk humble. I've been talking with the pastor about old time religion. The old missionaries brought it. Of the Pentecostals, and before that, of the Baptists and the Presbyterians. But it's been corrupted. And the prophets now are after money. And I spent over 2 years in South, in Lagos, in Port Harcourt, in Calabar, etc. And I don't know how it is here, sir. But down there, the pastors can sleep with any woman in the church and everybody knows about it and does not care. He calls our little children, it's the pastors have hoodwinked the people to make them think that the pastor has power. You've got no.
Ufa.
I've got no power.
No.
If I curse you, is that going to take away the precious blood of Christ? If I don't pray for you, is He going to stop His intercession? If I don't choose you, sir, to be a part of my group, does that mean you haven't been chosen by God from before He made this world? Man's curses mean nothing. Absolutely nothing. It's the false prophet. Plain witch doctor. Preaching a lie. Am I right? That's right. That's the hard part of the text. Verse number 4. Here's the good stuff. Is that I, the Almighty God. I, He says, not man, but I, will set up shepherds over them who will feed them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, nor shall they be lacking. Here is the blessing of the mercy of God. He takes an old broke down sinner and calls me out of this world. And then when I fall down as a child of God and quit my ministry, He comes by in His love and He spread His skirt over me. And you know where He found this missionary? Is you know how when you urinate and then it leaks out of the back of the toilet into the outside? That's where He found me and you when He said this. And if we are true prophets of God, my sister, He found us the exact same way He found the Apostle Paul. On his way to do evil. Is a man said that Paul, he was not, or Saul of Tarsus, right? He was not on his way unto a prayer meeting. He was going to kill somebody in the name of Christ. So just like He called Moses, just like He called Jeremiah, just like He called John Mark back after he failed, just like He called Jonah after he'd been hard-headed out of the whale's belly, He calls men to come.
You gotta say, you know, Moses, but you know,
and He says, I've got some elect here in Tiv. And I'm going to bring my man to preach unto them the truth of the gospel. Because his determination, he says, that I will set up shepherds over them who will feed them. I'll find me somebody. Because he loves his people. He put away his people's sin already. And he's not going unto lose even one. That's the truth of God. And they won't ever be afraid again. Let's get to verse number 5. Ah, behold, he says, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will raise up unto David, unto the house of David. It'll be the true son of David. And all of us know who this is, right? He's the branch of righteousness. He is the root springing up. He's the only perfectly righteous human being this planet has ever seen. He is the only reason that me and you are justified in God's sight. And He calls Him a king. And He shall reign and act wisely. And He shall execute justice and righteousness in the earth. This righteous branch, who did He have mercy on? The rich, there was some, but they were all poor in spirit. He even said, blessed are you poor. So instead of telling people that until you get money, you're not blessed, He said, you're blessed right where you are. He said, I haven't come to call anybody righteous. I come to call the sinner, sir, unto repentance. This righteous branch, our Lord Jesus Christ, is the King who reigns, acts wisely, executes justice, and he acts in righteousness in the earth. Every poor and filthy sinner. Every one of these girls with her skirt on, hold tight, you can see her thoughts. When they look unto him, he makes them righteous with God. And here's how he does it. Verse number 6. In his days, Judah will be saved. And he's not talking about the nation Israel. He's talking about all of God's people. Even as he says in Galatians 6, if you got a new heart, peace be upon the Israel of God. Everybody that believes has a new circumcised heart, sir. You're in the family of God. And Judah will be saved because he's controlling everything that happens, even the false prophets being taken away. And Israel, that's the elect, that's everyone who believes this gospel right now and today. We'll dwell safely. I'm in a covenant, my brother, I can never get out of. Even when I fall down, he chastises me, but he'll never take his love away. Can a man lose his salvation from God? Impossible. Because he says they will dwell safely. And now this is the whole reason why. This is his name. Is by which he shall be called. What's that name? In the old King James, it's in Hebrew. A Jehovah said, Kinyu. I don't know why they didn't translate it. I speak English, sir. But in the new King James and in the newer versions, if translated rightly, he is the Lord, our righteousness. That, my little sister, means all of the righteousness that you and I need to appear before God all day, every day, is the obedience of that one man, Jesus Christ. To satisfy God, Jesus Christ alone. I need no oil, I need no money, I need no pastor, I need the Bible open to my understanding and put my faith in him. Is your faith in him, sir? Just by touching him, righteous in the sight of God. Is that not right? That's what the Bible says. It's called imputed righteousness. Even though you couldn't have a perfect thought, the Almighty God accepts every armed robber, every prostitute, and every false prophet only believes. How can you do that, sir? Can you only put your trust in that king. Bless God, my sister. I got nothing at all. But grabbing hold of him. I got it all. Because I got Jesus
Christ.
And in him is the blessing of a holy life. And acceptance with God. Jehovah said kidney. Of the Lord, all of our righteousness equal. There's not one preacher higher in the sight of God, and through Jesus Christ, we are both accepted. Our women are to be in subjection in the church and home, but we are equally righteous before God. Even that small child, even that thief on the cross who did no works and was never baptized, he never paid a tithe, as soon as he looked unto Jesus Christ, it was well with his soul. And the Lord Jesus said, today, you'll be with me in paradise. And so people start talking about, well, I did more works. As long as I'm with him in paradise, I don't care what you did or what you got.
Hallelujah.
Equal righteousness. And we are accepted by God. And so my brothers, my sisters, I haven't been long-winded. And I just want to exhort you as I'm
concluding.
This is for the pastors. This is for the people. This is for me. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, that means you bow all the way down. That's my master now. I do what he says. Not anybody else. Except you hate your mother, father, sister, brother, you cannot be his subject.
No
salvation without his kingship recognized. Ah, but Lord, if you want to, you can make the vilest sinner clean. And believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. Why did God raise him up? He raised him up from the dead, my brothers. Because everything it required to bring us to heaven was paid for at the cross. And he said, it is finished, because it was paid in full. And the eternal God, on that third day, he sent his son back into that body from heaven. Because Christ had said, today you'll be with me in paradise. So as soon as he died, he went back up unto God. But God raised him up on that third day it's to show us that God accepted him. When he bore our sin, God killed him with his wrath. But when it was punished, and when he died, and then when it was gone on the third day, he said, sit thou at my right hand until I make your foes bow down unto you. That's right. Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior to everyone who believes. And if you believe on him, he saved you already. And if you were a false prophet, he delivered you just like me, as I sat one day and I heard true preaching. And if this is the first time you've ever heard the gospel in your life, the Almighty and Eternal God sent me unto tell you, because he had you on his mind.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We can be free from our sins, our dear brothers. And free from our hypocrisy. And we can serve God aright. There's no fear when you've got God's word and you're giving it unto the people. I'm as scared as any man in the spirit, because this stuff means nothing when you're fighting the devil. But you go speak his word faithfully. And watch him stand with you. And the cowardice and the men pleasing and the crying not to offend who's rich in my church. I don't care who's rich. I serve the living God. That's your inheritance. As a true shepherd. Whom he has called.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Pray, brother.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We appreciate God for that wonderful message that we got a text from the book of 23. If you go home, you can read, and God will help you more and more about the meditation that Jeremiah 23.